know he's with me without a shadow of a doubt because, see, that's the mighty God that I serve. That's my girl Michelle Williams here on Praise 103.9. I'm CeCe McGee, your angel of inspiration. We are your Be Healthy Expo station. For more info, you can go to praisephilly.com. Well, you know, on today, I see this as somewhat of a kickoff. I pray because God put something on my heart. You know, it's time for people to stop suffering in silence when it comes to depression and anxiety and mental illness, period. I'm like, well, Lord, how am I going to pull this thing together? So I reached out to Reverend Leroy Miles at my church, Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we're going to talk about that. But then God blessed me with an awesome visitor on Friday, just happened to be in the building, you know, trying to get some things done. And he happened to come see me, and he happens to be my church member at Enon as well. Welcome to the show, Arthur Evans Jr., PhD. What's up?
Hi, good morning.
So good to have you here. You are the commissioner of Philadelphia's Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services, and I'm so glad to have you here.
I am so glad to be here. I'm very, very pleased to be here.
Oh, you don't know what today is going to do for many people. Together, we're going to help change lives. We're going to help transform some lives and help people, well, it will educate some people. And I really wanted to take this on because I know that me going through my own depression was not about me. It was about God bringing me through it so I can help others. And I still do have my bouts with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad that you are here to tell us about a great event you have this Thursday. Tell us about it.
Sure. It is National Depression Screening Day. Mm-hmm. And it's a national event, but Philadelphia has, over the last couple of years, has really been at the forefront of major cities in the country, really trying to make sure that people in the community know about depression and know how to reach out for help.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in this position since 2004. So yes, you have a lot of connections and you know all the services that are available. So when people come out to this day, what can they expect?
So what they can expect is that there will be people there with information, that there will be people there that will do a quick screen. It takes maybe about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that there will be people there who can help them get directed to appropriate services and resources.
You know what's so good about this? People get a chance to take a questionnaire so they can see, you know, just where they stand. You have a variety of locations where people can do that, such as Dilworth Park and the Free Library of Philadelphia. And this screening will take place on Thursday. And what time is it going to go on?
So they're going to be various places around the city, and there will be various times. But the easiest way to find out a place that's going to be close to you is to go to our website. It's
okay.
Called healthymindsphilly.org.
HealthyMindsPhilly.org.
Okay, that's one word.
Okay.
And you can go there. Mm-hmm. It has a list of the places, the times. And while this Thursday will be the main day and the main event and the national day, we will be doing this all over the city at various points throughout the month. So this is really an opportunity. If you've been thinking about, you know, I might be having some issues that really go beyond what is typical or normal,
right?
I can get checked out and get some information. And so one thing that's really important to know is that this is not designed to diagnose anyone. This
okay.
is simply to give people an idea of, are the things that I'm experiencing beyond what is normal?
Mm-hmm.
And is this something that I should probably go talk to a mental health professional about?
I think that is so great because I was reading here that a study showed that 55% of participants who actually did the online depression screening and they agreed to participate in a follow-up survey, they saw depression treatment within 3 months of this screening. But it took that screening for them to realize, you know what, I need to address this.
Right. Well, this is why this is so important. If you look at the number of people who have a mental health challenge, about half of those people will actually access treatment in a given year.
Mm-hmm.
So what we know is that there are a lot of people, as you mentioned in your opening comments, who are in our communities who are suffering,
mm-hmm.
who are suffering really needlessly, because actually depression is one of those things that can be very easily treatable. It's a very treatable condition.
Right.
And so people suffer often, and it's because of either misconceptions or the stigma or just not knowing. And so we think that by getting in the community, doing screenings, we're going to reach many people who would not otherwise be able to seek out help.
This is such a blessing. You know, my grandmother was not happy with me years ago when I went public with it. And see, that's once again, it's that stigma, especially in the African-American community. What happens in this house stays in this house, and you don't go out and spread family business. Right. So that's how, you know, it was always hush, hush. You know, I have a great aunt. I have an aunt now, great uncles. You know, it runs in my family.
Right.
So that's why I know it's very important for me to really step up and, you know, align myself with you and Senator Vincent Hughes. And let's see what more we can do to help bring more awareness to this, give people those sources that they need, and I'll stand alongside of them. You know, if you are afraid what people going to say or, you know, what people may think, it doesn't matter. You matter, and we got to get you the help that you need. And I'm so glad that, you know, God has chosen me for this. I didn't understand it then, but I see now that I can help make a difference with it.
Well, I am just so thrilled with you being public about your depression, because I think you are absolutely right. One of the major challenges is that there is, you know, there's a lot of shame associated with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's unfortunate. You know, most people will, if they have diabetes, they're not embarrassed to say that they have diabetes, or if they have a heart condition, or if they have any other health condition.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to issues of mental illness, of really brain disorders, there is a lot of shame associated with that. But, you know, one of the things that I've been a psychologist for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm starting to see is that people are starting to recognize in our community, in the African-American community, that this is something that we should be talking about. This
Absolutely.
Is something that we should put a face on, because most families, almost every family is going to be affected by it. It's almost impossible statistically
mm-hmm.
not to have someone in your family who's not affected by a mental health challenge. It's just so common.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, the fact that you are willing to stand up and say, you know, this happened to me, got treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a spiritual person. I think one of the other challenges is that in the spiritual community, in the faith community,
mm-hmm.
Often people may see depression as a sign of weakness
yeah.
or not being spiritual enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the case. Many people who are very faithful, are doing everything that they need to do in terms of their own spirituality,
mm-hmm.
are going to have issues and bouts with depression, just as people who are very spiritual are going to have diabetes and they're going to have heart disease. Doesn't mean because they have those conditions
mm-hmm.
that they are less spiritual. It just means that they need some additional help,
Absolutely.
And that help is available.
I like to look at it as a temporary thing. You know, I've taken the medication, you know, to calm things down with me. As I continue to see God, I continue to seek scripture, you know, exercising, you know, to get the stress off as well. And people also group depression with anxiety. So if you're saying, you know, I have anxiety, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, since they're still linked together, because when they do subscribe meds, they do say, well, it's for depression and anxiety. That is something that, you know, I think it's temporary for some people. Some people it's not.
Oh, sure, sure.
And
yeah.
My thing is, don't be afraid about that.
Absolutely. To not be afraid. And, you know, the other thing that you said a number of things that I think are really important. Number one is exercise is something that we can all do that
mm-hmm.
will actually affect our depression. But the other thing that people may not recognize is that, you know, being a part of a faith community actually is a protective factor against depression.
Amen.
And so on the one hand, we want to make sure that when people need the help, they reach out for that help. But on the other hand, we also want people to know that being a part of a faith community, being a part of being spiritual, frankly,
mm-hmm.
Is a protective factor. And that can actually help you in terms of coping with and dealing with depression.
Really
so I think it's real balance. It's to recognize the power of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also important to understand that God gives and equips people in our lives that can help us when things get beyond our ability to help ourselves.
Yeah, and I learned the hard way. You ask for help not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, God put this calling on my life, so I had to get my stuff together, you know. Now you watch on TV, you see all these celebrities, you know, you figure they have all this money, things are so great, and then, you know, you hear about how bad things are. For example, you know, God rest his soul, actor Robin Williams.
Yes, absolutely.
They're like, how? He was always a happy guy.
Yeah.
He made everybody happy, and he was suffering from what?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you never know. You can't just tell by looking at a person,
right.
you know.
That's right. That's
and with
right.
this screening, it is anonymous, which is a good thing.
It's anonymous.
It's free.
It's free. It's quick.
Okay.
And, you know, and you get immediate feedback. And the thing that I really like is that it connects you to services. It is difficult often for people to walk into a community mental health center or even to raise these issues with their physician. And so I first of all, I would encourage people to do that. But if they haven't and they, for whatever reason, don't want to, this is a way that people can get some immediate feedback that can direct them in the right direction.
Absolutely, because there's so many options out there and you don't know until you go and educate yourself. So we're going to have several locations that are going to take place. What's that website once again? HealthyMindsPhilly.org. Want to make sure, because I'm trying to put this on my computer, but it's not acting nice right now. It's okay. Healthy.
Philly.
Okay. HealthyMindsPhilly.org.
D-O-R-G. That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I put this on our Facebook page as well. It's going to be on the station's Facebook page and my Facebook page at the Angel of Inspiration, because I really know that this is the time. I want to have a segment each Monday called Mental Health Mondays. I'm not sure if the Lord is leading me to do it weekly or monthly, but we will get this done, because I want people to know that if God can get me through this, He can get you through it too, but you have to have the information. And I just thank you so much how God just placed you in this building at that time. Yes. And because I've been like, okay, God, guide me. How should I start this? What do you want me to do? And I just want to be obedient, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? I really appreciate it. And you are a blessing, because, you know, as a member of the faith community and as a person of this community, we really want to get the word out. And I think, as you started, there are too many people who suffer. There are people right now who are listening to you that had a hard time getting up, that they're not eating, they're eating too much. They're not able to take care of their family in the way that they
Absolutely.
Want to. And here's the thing that makes this so important. They may even be thinking about whether I want to be here or not today.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
What I want, if someone is thinking that, we want you to know that there is help.
Yes.
If you are having those thoughts, we want you to reach out. I have a number here that is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is our CBH member services number. That number is 888-545-2600.
2600. One more time.
888-545-2600. You can call that
24
number.
Hours.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Amen.
Someone will pick up that number. And if you are having those kinds of challenges, we really want you to reach out because help is there.
Absolutely. So I'm loving this. It's Philadelphia Unites with the Community for National Screening Day. And what's so good about it, you're not going to only screen for depression, but other behavior issues as well.
Trauma is a big issue in our community. People are witnessing a lot of things. People are going through a lot of traumatic events. And we also screen for PTSD as well. So
wonderful.
So you can get information about that as well.
Well, I tell you, you are the man, Arthur C. Evans Jr., PhD, the commissioner of Philly's Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services. I thank you so much. I know that you're going to be on the show with me again real soon. We're going to come together and we're going to work this thing out. And it's going to be good.
Good.
It's really going to be good.
Good. God bless you.
God bless you as well. So, you guys, you will have this info posted on our Facebook page in about 10 minutes. Get all this info for you. And, of course, we'll be on our website, because we want to help make a difference. We don't want you to sit out there and suffer in silence. I know what it's like. I've been there. The depression, the feeling down, the darkness, want to stay in the bed, thinking about, you know, taking your own life. Yes, I have been there, but only by the grace of God and having these services like this, I'm still here so God could use me, because He's not done with me yet. So that's what it's all about. And that has been our first Mental Illness Health Monday. Yes, indeed. And I thank you for being my first guest. How about that?
And I really appreciate being here. So thank you.
Amen. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I love it.
Praise 103.9 wants you to be healthy. Saturday, October 25th, come out to our Be Healthy Expo from 11.